Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing spirit and soul and joint and marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. We're talking about the same thing that happened when God said, "Light be." And all of this began to come into existence. That is the origins of the universe. And anybody that tells you different doesn't know. They weren't there and have no science to back it up. It's an unproven theory. It's an alternate belief. It's not science. Faith's a choice. You choose what you believe and what you don't. The Lord said to me today, our entire life is the result of our response to the Word of God. Anybody in here born again? You know you're born again. You know when you got born again. Come on, anybody know? Huh? How'd that happen? You responded correctly. Come on, can you see this? To the Word of God. Now, most of us probably didn't respond correctly the first time. How many of you that just raised your hand said, I know, there were 10, 20, 30, 50 times you heard the Word before that and didn't respond correctly to it, got up, walked out, lost. Amen. Huh? Hands all over. And so, could have been saved and free and delivered years earlier. Or decades. But the life and the problems you had that wasn't His will was the direct result of your wrong response to the Word of God. And everything that's going on in this planet with everybody is the result of their response to the Word of God. And He's allowing people to rebel against His Word and despise His Word, blaspheme His Word, spit on His Word. He's allowing it for a very brief time so that hearts may be shown. And He's looking for a harvest out of this place. A harvest of His, those that chose Him, those that received His words. I'm looking at some of them. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. But there's coming a time when it's going to be no more. And He's going to speak again, and the dead in Christ are going to rise. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to speak again. Oh, you want to see how this thing's going to wind up? Go to the book of Revelation. Go to the book of Revelation. Well, you'll get more out of it if you'll go by the way of John. No, you go to Revelation. We'll put John on the screen, save you a trip. Go to Revelation 19, put on the screen John 1, first chapter of John and the first verse, John 1:1. What does it say? In the beginning was the Word. The Word didn't begin in the beginning. The Word was already there. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, most of these things we will not even begin to fully understand right now. You just decide whether you believe it or not. But this is the truth. Keep going. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Now, who is him referring to? Stay in the context. The Word. Back up. Some of you give me the wrong answer. Verse 1:1. In the beginning was what?
The Word.
Was what?
The Word.
The Word. The Word is a person. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Who? The Word. Keep reading. The same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3. All things. What does A-L-L mean? Everything included, nothing excluded. All things were made by Him. Him who?
The Word.
The Word. All things were made by the Word. And without the Word was not anything made that was made. We need to understand how God operates. And He's perfection. He doesn't need to change. He's not going to change. And the way He does things is not going to change. Everything He does, has done, and does, and will do is by His Word. If He did it, He did it by saying it. When He said it, He did it. And anything that God does in our life is by His Word. By His Word. What we're standing on, what this building is resting on, this planet and the star that gives us our light and everything else out here. Are we just going to believe it created itself? It sprang into existence from nothing? That's not science. That's a belief. That's a theory. Something caused it to come into existence. There was a time when it didn't exist. Something caused it to come into existence. And the Bible tells us that it was when God said, let there be, or really, maybe a more accurate would be light be or become. Hallelujah. And every you and I, the materials we're made out of, came into existence through the spoken Word of God. And our response to the words that come out of His mouth will be the result. The result of that is our life. Hallelujah. Where are you? Revelation, the 19th chapter, the 11th verse. What is the Word? Who is the Word? 1911, he said, John is seeing in the Spirit. And he's seeing the future. He said, I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he does judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Woo! That's our Lord. That's our Master. That's our Savior. That's our Redeemer. Who is He? What is He? The Word of God. We read there in John 1, but in verse 14 it talks about that. The Word became flesh and dwelt among men. John in 1 John talks about it. We touched him. We handled him. What's he said? He had a revelation of what he was touching. There's a reason why John wanted to be close. He laid on Jesus' shoulder and chest. Why? He knows he's touching the vessel that houses the Word of God. The Word that created everything. Why wouldn't you want to lean on that? Amen. Touch that. And yet, Jesus was not operating as God. He's operating as a man. And they didn't see the fullness of that. I'm not saying they did. But he had something in him that he's realizing that. And by the time he pens 1 John, he describes it. The Word of God in the flesh. Well, John 1, who penned that? 1 John, John. He said, we touched, handled the Word of life. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Somebody say the Word of life, the Word of life, the Word of life. Put up 1 Peter on there. You can turn there if you want to, but 1 Peter 1, 23. The way we were born again is the way everything operates in the kingdom. 1 Peter 1, 23 says we've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. Now let's just stop. You remember the Lord saying, heaven and earth will pass away, but the Word will not. Now here's an amazing thought. How are you born again? By the Word of God. Are you a product of the Word of God? Is the Word of God in you? Then you're not passing away. Flesh will go. This earth, well, this whole planet's going to go. The atmosphere, the so-called heavens around us is going to go. Something's going to happen to our star. But that's just a transition. There's going to be new heavens and new earth. Wherein is zero curse. No curse. No death. No sorrow. No pain. No crying. No dying. But you and I are already products of incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Your spirit is going to exist forever.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.